What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, I'm in awe of this trip. And I think China is in awe of this trip. But this is one big, beautiful business trip, long-term. The U.S. has a new basis for foreign policy. Trump has swept all that aside. And I think long-term, the tech and AI partnerships with the Middle East will lock out China. And that may be the single most significant piece of business done on this trip.
Here's more from the president on the significance. Listen.
There's a great relationship with Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and UAE. It's a really unified Middle East. It's something that we haven't seen. The U.S. was absent for 4 years. We didn't really know too much what we were doing for 4 years. And things were not going good. Other people were courting the Middle East, but they won't even waste their time in courting them any longer.
Dr. Grant, I would argue it goes beyond 4 years that we have not known what we are doing in the Middle East. It seems like since the dawn of time, nobody really understands how the Middle East works and how to solve the massive problems that are there.
China
does.
This
looks different this time, at least at first blush. Will this end up being a trip literally for the history books? In other words, ones that Carly and my kids will be reading about years from now as to a trip that reshaped history and reshaped the world that we will be living in.
Yes, this will be a trip for the history books because for the first time, President Trump is getting ROI, return on investment for American foreign policy. That's going to be the new basis going forward. It is a historic shift that will benefit the U.S. and will benefit the world and the region.
Okay, well, there is some criticism on the deals that the president is making right now, especially when it comes to...
She goes on to talk about that, how can we protect them from turning around selling it to China, and she goes into that, and we'll go into that too in the show, Lee, but contrast that, okay, with what the left has to offer right now and how shocking it is. 86-47, let's kill Trump. Let's go ahead and kill him. Or... their moment of what is all the momentum? What is all the passion on the Democrat side about right now? The American people can see this. I've got story after story after story today. We'll work through them all. Getting illegal immigrant gang members their rights. Their rights. Whatever that is. I absolutely lost, but it's a new thing. I mean, I've got a stack almost 2 inches thick just today on that. Democrats protesting, screaming, yelling. That's what they offer. Rights for illegal immigrants. Trump offers a new world order based not on violence, but on economic might. And I think the most telling piece this week, when you put all of this together, James Carville, longtime, you know, godfather of the Democrat Party, very successfully put Bill Clinton in, strategist for an entire generation. Headline, James Carville says the party, Democrats, need to praise the greatness of the USA more. No, I would fix that headline. They never do. If they did, I'd play it. I mean, it'd be so shocking. It hasn't happened for so many years. You see Trump out there fighting and fighting and fighting for this country. Did you ever see Joe Biden cut a business deal like this?
No. No.
Except with China for the solar panels, where he waived the law so they could make them. And this week, what happened? What happened this week? This is a huge story. We found switches inside of them that aren't supposed to be there at the point where the panels, and I'm talking not the ones on your roof, okay, at your house. I'm talking the big ones that connect to the grid, like from the solar farms. Those switches interact with the grid and can shut it off. They're not supposed to be there. That's Joe Biden's foreign policy. I mean, the only deal of any kind I can think he cut. The contrast is unbelievable. Do you want assassination porn? Hatred, seething rage, stagnation? Or do you want a future that's hopeful? Do you want a president who tries? And you know where the Democrats are with this that's problematic? Do you notice what Carville did not say, Lee?
What's that?
He didn't say, he said they should praise the greatness of America. He didn't say we should actually go out and do something to further it. Why?
Yeah.
Because the Democrat base is so radically against America, hates it with every fiber of their being. Freedom, capitalism, self-determination. Hates it. They want to determine your future. They want to decide who wins. They want to decide who loses. And if everybody has to lose for them to do that, then they are fine with that. That is absolutely fine. And that is why a Democrat could never say or do what Trump is doing this week so openly. Pro-American, cutting deals, furthering business, traveling the world with a literally billionaire bros entourage. Taking the CEOs of IBM and Google and Palantir, the future of AI, Elon Musk is there. Sam Altman is there. They're all there. And they are at the service of folks in the Middle East going, why on earth would you do business with China when we're right here? And they are responding over $1 trillion worth of deals. Democrats, Lee, could not be seen doing that.
Nope.
Their base would be outrage. This is pro-corporate, pro-capitalist, pro-American. America will succeed. What are you doing?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You can't even be seen talking about wanting to create jobs anymore in the Democrat base because that's too pro-corporate.
Unless it's a government job.
Unless it's a government job. And thank you, by the way, the week we learned in quarter three last year, this is so stunning, in quarter three last year of 2024, so July to September, we're in a jobs apocalypse. We created zero jobs, goose egg, zero jobs, zero in the private sector. And they lied. They said, oh, well, we created 399 fake jobs. What a bombshell. And it got buried in all the news this week, right? So all Democrats were offering were fake jobs, fake job numbers, and some government employment. That's it. Hatred of America, hatred of Trump, assassination fantasies, and derangement. The contrast this week is so stark. And that's all I have to say about that.
I just think that the pace and the volume of things that have been going on in the past few days is stunning. I mean, had this been another Biden administration, the news would have been him falling asleep at some meeting or wandering off into the desert sands while there was a meeting going on.
That they had to put him in a wheelchair, which we learned this week they were planning to do. He can't walk around anymore. So once he's been elected, we can actually let the American people see what they've elected. We don't have to lie anymore. They were going to put him in a wheel. I mean, that was one of the big revelations. Yeah. And Jake Tapper, their plan was we're just going to put him in a wheelchair and roll him around because he can't walk anymore. By the way, I'm watching right now. That's just the contrast this week. Newark mayor arrested at ICE facility, which the Democrats violently entered, body slamming an ICE agent to try to liberate or at least comfort the illegals inside, who are not just some farm workers, not just some people who want a better life. They are hardcore criminals, including terrorists, rapists, child rapists, drug dealers, gang bangers. And then look at Trump. He's busting his butt. I mean, he has just had his 11th grandchild, and he admits this morning, you know, I really want to see my grandchild. I haven't had a chance to do it. Hasn't even seen his grandkid yet. He's so hardcore out there fighting for America while Democrats are fighting violently to get into ICE facilities to help out illegal immigrants. I mean, the contrast. It's two countries. This must be baffling to the world to see this. As Trump is out there realigning really the world order and explaining, I'm going to replay some of it. And because like in retrospect, looking at the whole trip, seeing he's going to the Middle East and say, we're not going to try to realign the world order with military force anymore. We're not
almost
doing
makes
that.
You wonder how we can be called the United States of America.
We're not. I've been saying this all week. It used to be, and this is the shocking thing. It used to be no matter what party was in office, Democrat or Republican, we had the same enemies and we had the same allies. This has been going on for 100 years.
Maybe we're more like the mainly associated states of America.
Well, yeah. Now we have different allies and enemies. Iran was an ally. We funded them. We funded their proxies. We let them, the Houthis hit our ships and our military ships over 200 times. No response. No big deal. They were allies. We were good. Trump goes over there and goes, you know, Iran's not getting a nuke.
Yeah.
And even says to the Saudis, basically says, look, my predecessor funded Iran. I'm sorry. I mean, he point blank says that. Doesn't say he's sorry. Never just says he's sorry. But that's not happening anymore. Just so you know who our allies are, because you know what? They're probably confused. Democrats love a totalitarian, an authoritarian, a dictator. If it's an Islamic dictator, even better. And you know what? Those poor people in Iran. Do you know that those Ayatollahs are only in power because Democrats have kept them there? 90%, I have a study I read earlier this week, 90% of Iranians, even the religious hardliners, agreed they do not want a religious dictatorship. 90%. The Democrats have kept the Ayatollahs in power since Barack Obama. And Trump is saying no more.
Yeah.
And Obama, he has to spell
Obama
it
had,
out.
Obama had an opportunity to do something about it. We could covertly have done something about that, and he didn't do it. So,
it was horrific. Because remember, Obama won. He gets the Peace Prize. These poor Iranian kids, God, it ripped my heart out at the time. They pour into the streets thinking he's going to back us. He wants freedom. He's cool. He's hip. He's going to back us. They get rounded up. Some of them are hung. Mm-hmm. Many of the women are raped. They're tortured in prison. And Obama sides with the Ayatollahs. Yeah. Leaves them hanging. Literally, some of them hanging and backstops the Ayatollahs. They're only in power because of the Democrats. So what a week this has been. What a week to contrast. I mean, just look, if Americans can't get it watching this, the two futures they have to choose between. And that doesn't even count the fact, Lee, that yesterday Trump humiliated the financial media again. Those tariffs supposed to cause inflation. It was going to be brutal for the manufacturers. They weren't going to be able to afford stuff. And PPI for manufacturers, that's inflation for manufacturers. They're buying parts now. They'll be selling you in 3 months once they put them together. Down half a point. Down, down. Not up, down. Can people in these business newsrooms even do math? I mean, it's a serious question this morning. I don't know. Trump can't, clearly. So much to unpack. We'll be right back.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.